So I wanted to do a small 2 to 3 part series on tefillin, connected to this week's parsha, connected hopefully to us becoming stronger in our mitzvah tefillin. A lot of times we're excited once we were bar mitzvah. We have tefillin, it's exciting, and then, you know, phylacteries on, phylacteries off. Hopefully, one of the issues of learning Torah is definitely when we learn about it more, just like as a hint, starting 2 days, is the new cycle of Shmirat HaLashon. So, what the Chafetz Chaim says, the more you learn about it, the more it becomes part of you. So, so too over here, if you learn, spend a little time learning about tefillin, then you're able to, I think, become more sensitive to it. So today's shiur is going to be a real fundamental shiur, a machlokas between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam. That's what it's going to be about three different dinim about tefillin, and hopefully towards the end you will be able then to come together, and I hope within these sources to understand some of the essence of tefillin, and hopefully to towards the end, tomorrow morning when we put on tefillin, hopefully it'll be a different experience. First source I have in front of you is Gemara in Yuma, Daf Zayin Beis. It brings down one din. The din talks about, it's coming in the realm of the Gemara Yuma that talks about the metzach, the tzitz, right? You, one of the Kohen Gadol would put on what? What's the tzitz in English? The headband, right? What did it say on the headband? Right, Kodesh Lashem. Okay, and the pasuk there in Parshas Tetzaveh says, "Vayal Metzach Aaron." It should be on the forehead of Aaron. The Nasa Aaron et Avon Hakodeshim, and somehow this tzitz does kapara. Asher Akdish Ben Yisrael Chol Matnot Kochim, and then the end of the pasuk says, "Vayal Mitzcho Tamid." So the Gemara deals with how literally do you take this word tamid? Is it always or not? Right, it's a machlokas Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimon. That's the before I brought you in source number one here. That's the machlokas Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimon. How literally do you take it? Do you take it that it literally has to be on your head all the time or not? And the Gemara brings up to be able to, because the Gemara says my tamid right before bringing this Gemara, it says idleima tamid al mitzchah. Does it mean that it always has to be on your forehead? Mimishkachas la, is that possible? Milo boy mail the base kiste, right? The Gemara is like, can't be literally. You have to go to the bathroom, right? If you go to the bathroom, you can't wear your can't wear it. Umilo boy meaning, don't you have to go to sleep? Ella, when it says tamid means that it is continuously giving atonement. Tamid miratzel. But according to Rabbi Yudah, that's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, when it says the word tamid, don't take it too literally. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you literally take it literally, and says that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is that whether it's on your head or not, is it miratzeh or not? The Braita at the beginning of Zayin Amabet says that tzitz, bein sheyeshno mitzcho, bein sheino mitzcho miratzeh. According to Rabbi Shimon, whether it's on your head, forehead or not, it is atones. Rabbi Yehuda says only if it's on your forehead does it atone. If it's not on your forehead, it doesn't atone. Okay. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how does he learn the word tamid? According to Rabbi Yehuda, how do you learn tamid? He says that it's mamish, literally tamid. So what do you do with that? What do you do with the tamid? So Rabbi Yehuda, that's where it comes right in front of you in the first source. Rabbi Yehuda says tamid is what? Shelo yasiach dato mimenu. The tamid means what? The tamid means that you have to make sure you don't have hesach hadas. What is hesach hadas? Right? Not paying attention to it. A distraction of thought. Okay? And the proof he brings... Give me 1 second. Right? So Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that whether it's on your head or not, it is miratzeh. Because you can't take the word tamid literally, that it's physically on your head all the time, because you got to go to the bathroom. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita, that says when it says tamid l'ratzon lifnei Hashem, it's not tamid literally. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Okay, versus Rabbi Yehuda says that it's when it's on your metzach, then it happens. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. When it's on the metzach, then it's miratzeh. When it's not on the metzach, it's not miratzeh. So how does he understand tamid? So Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't mean that it always has to be on your head, but rather what Rabbi Yehuda means, according to he says, hahu tamid, is that you shouldn't have hesach adat. Shaliyasiach datomi menu kid rabba baravuna. This is the fourth source I have in front of you. The Amar Rabba Baravuna, Chayav Adam Lemashmesh Bitfilav Bechol Sha'av Vesha'ah Kavachomer Mitzitz. This you might have heard of, right? You ever do this before? This is the type of things where now we started learning things that you've been doing that maybe you didn't even know about. Right? You ever do this? You know, you start touching your tefillin and everything. It's like, what's that all about? Okay. Why do you do it? Why do you do it? Right? So it could be, and this is not going to be within our Shita, the Prima Gadim brings down in the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Chav Ches, that the reason why you would touch your tefillin is to make sure that it's in the right place. Sometimes you move around and your tefillin's in the wrong place. Right? There are certain rabbis that's their whole, like during high school, that's their whole job. The job is to make sure you're not talking, to take attendance. And number three is to make sure your tefillin, you know, you're like this, everyone's like, you know, move it over like this. Right? That's what some people do. Right? But that would be the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says the reason why you have to touch your tefillin is that Shaloya Zuzu Mim Koma. However, we're going to see a machlokes here between Rabbi Yonah and the Rambam. What is the reason? But he says, we learn a kalvachomer from the tzitz, that the tamid, you know what tamid? Chayav Adam lemashmish betfilav bechol shah v'shah. Okay? That you have to touch your tefillin every single hour. Kalvachomer mitzitz. Because we learned it from a kalvachomer mitzitz. Now, what's the kalvachomer? The Gemara says, umatzitz is a continuation in your first source. Umatzitz, she'in bo ela askara achat. It only says one name of Hashem. The Torah says, amra Torah al mitzchot tamid, shelo yasiach dato mimenu. Tefillin, she'ish ba askarot harbei. Tefillin that has a lot of God's names. Okay. Alachas kamba v'kama. So the question is, how literally do you take this? Do I have to touch it every single second? Tamid. Is tamid always? Or just every once in a while? So it sounds like if you go, the question is, what's the nature of this one din of lemashmesh bechol yom v'yom? If you look at the third source in front of you, the Rush. Okay, and here we'll start seeing a second din to understand. We're going to come back to that din of Chayev Adam Lamashvesh Bechol Shah V'Sha'ah. What's the nature of the din? Not like the Prima Gadim. Okay, what we've done so far is Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda of does, according to Rabbi Yehuda, only when it's on your Metzach. Is the tzitz miratzeh? Well, it's not on your metzach. It's not miratzeh. According to Rabbi Shimon, whether it's on your metzach or not, the tzitz is always miratzeh. Because Rabbi Shimon says, tamid l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. And therefore, whether it's on your metzach or not, because we know that by according to Rabbi Shimon, you always have to go to the bathroom. Okay? And obviously, you take off the tzitz. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, when it says the word tamid, it's teaching me that you shouldn't have hesach hadas. And we learn the din of tefillin from tzitz. Now, ask the Rush to the third source in front of you, V'im Tomar, three lines in. Okay, the Braita had said in Meseches Sukkah and Daf Chav Gimel with Beis that a person is not allowed to hold his tefillin in his hand, save for Torah Bizro, and he shouldn't go to the bathroom with them, and he can't sleep Ashinas Kevav Loshinas Harai. That's when it's holding it in your hand. But if the tefillin is on your head, you're allowed to urinate. You're also allowed, shockingly, to take a nap when you have your tefillin on your, not a long nap, But the Gemara says, "Hanichnas lishan bayom ratzach cholitz ratzach maniach." You don't have to take off your tefillin, which the Rush says is shocking. How could it possibly be? If I would have asked you, are you allowed to take a nap with your tefillin on? You would say, no way. That's the Rush's question here. The Rush says, "V'im tomer, hich shinas aray mutar, v'alo asur lasiach da tomehem." Right? You can't what? You have to pay attention. Uveshashim mitnam nim. Right? You're not paying attention to your tefillin. The time you fall asleep, nimsa misiach da tomehem. There's an iser of hesach adas by tefillin. If there's iser, how can you fall asleep? Great question. We just said chayv adam lamashmish because of hesach adas. How can you fall asleep? It's hesach adas. You're not thinking about the tefillin. Comes the Rush, and he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Now the truth is, here it says Rabbeinu Yonah in the name of the Rambam. The truth is, already they say it's a Tau Sofer in the bottom of the Karban Asano. It's not in the name of the Rambam, because the Rambam is the total opposite. But comes the Rabbeinu Yonah. This is like one of these shiurim that you could put in your back pocket, not only for you to be able to know all these different halachot that we're going to see. It's one of these shiurim you can give them a camp to your campers, or you can give it a shul when you go back. Right? It's a very, very important fundamental yisod. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah around five lines in. Vaya Omer Rabbeinu Yonah mitoch divrei Rabbi Moshe Zal matzanu tirutz l'davar zeh. Devadai hesach hadas. Let's define what hesach hadas is. Comes Rabbeinu Yonah and says hesach hadas lo havei ela kisha omid bekalut rosh uvischok. What is hesach hadas? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, hesach hadas is only when you're actively being in levity. When you're actively joking around like a fool, but kesha omed biyirah mitasek b'tzrachav. However, if you're a normal person, you're standing with a certain reverence. Afa pisha osek b'malachto v'umunato ve'in dato aleim mamish. Even though you're working and you're mamish not thinking about it, you are what we would call neutral, right? You're working. Ein ze nikra hesach hadas. This is not called hesach hadas. Okay? Di lo te mahachi. Because if that's true, he says, how can anybody put on tefillin all day? Am I going to be thinking about it every single second? Heich yuchal adam laniach tefillin kol yom? The iser of hesach hadas, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is only when I'm actively being frivolous. V'cheinam, he explains the same idea when I doze off. If I take what we would call the base snap, you take the base snap. Chinami kishim is nam name, in kan hesach hadas. Kihu shochia chavle olam. It's true, he's in a different world, but the in kan kalut rosh. This is the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah. Sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah is that the iser of hesach hadas is only what? Is only if you actively are being frivolous. Now, if that's true, how Rabbeinu Yonah then understands this Gemara of Chayiv Adam Lemashmesh Bechol Sha'avishah? Because of why? And this is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down as the first opinion. He says, when it says the word Tamid, how do you understand Bechol Sha'avishah? There's Tamid, right? What do we? There's another many things we talk about Tamid. Okay, what are the other things in the Torah we talk about Tamid? Korban Tamid. Okay? The before we say that, even the Korban Tamid, the question there, so according to Rabbeinu Yonah, what does it mean b'chol sha'ah v'sha'ah then? Do I need to be touching it every single exact second? Or what? What's the whole purpose? How does Rabbeinu Yonah understand this din then? It's a gzeira. What's that meaning? There's an enactment. Make sure you touch it periodically in order that what? That you won't come to do hesach hadas. You won't do the kalad rosh. It's a reminder. Reminder to touch it in order to make sure that you won't come to do kalad rosh. It's a gzeira that way. Okay? That's how Rabbeinu Yonah, when he says the word tamid, you don't take it as literally. However, if you see the Rambam, okay, if you see the Rambam in source 4 in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Tefillin, Halachot, you'd bet, you'd give on your dollar, we will do it together. Just give me 1 second, too. Rafi had mentioned something, I just want to... This comes back to the same type of question. What he had talked about, the Korban Tamid, but there's also another bigger issue. The other bigger issue is also in Tzadik Ter Amud Bet. In Menachot, this is not in the sources in front of you, that deals with the Lechem Tamid. The Pasuk there says, V'natata ala Shulchan, the Lechem Apanim, what does it say? Lechem Panim Lefanai Tamid. Okay? And here, there's a Mishnah here in Tzadik Ter Amud Bet, and it connects here to our Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Also, of how much do you have to learn? We talk about Vigita Bo Yom Valayla that says Lo Yamush et Sefer Adora Zemipicha. Does it really mean Tamid or not? Okay? And there they have a machloket. Also, the idea there, how literally do you take the word Tamid? When you take off the Lechem Apanim, the Brayta there says that Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu Sileket Ayishana Shacharit, Vesider et Achadasha Arvit, Im Bekach Klum. Meaning, it doesn't have to be the whole day that there has to be lechem apanim on the shulchan. But what it means, tamid, is that what you can't go a day without having the lechem on the shulchan. And that's what he says. El ma ani mekayem lefanai tamid, shelo yalin shulchan below lechem. Meaning, we see there's a machloket within this word tamid. How literally do you take the word tamid? And we see there's another opinion, and that comes back to a point where it says, Lo Yamushu, Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha, is it literally you should be learning every single second? Or even if the Gemara there says, even if I just said Shacharit, Kriyat Shema, of Shacharit Varvit, Kiyem Lo Yamush. Okay, now, this is the machloket now between the Rabbein Yon and the Rambam already. How do you understand Chayiv Adam? When it says the word tamid, it said the word tamid from the tzitz, and we said chayiv adam lemashmish bechol sha'a v'sha'a because of not having a hesech hadas. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, what's his definition of hesech hadas is active being frivolous. So then, all you have to do is what? Is once in a while touch it. Not tamid. That's what bechol sha'a v'sha'a means. Bechol sha'a v'sha'a is once in a while in order to remind you not to be actively frivolous. If you read the Rambam has a different shita here. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, and first of all, you'll see it in the Shagas Ari also, in Source, you'll see it in 4 and 5. First, the Rambam. The Rambam says, after talking about who's potter from Kriyat Shema, you're potter from Tefillin, it talks about the person who can't watch himself in Halacha Yud Gimel, person who's sick, and can't watch his faculties, he's potter from tefillin. Then he says also mitzta'er in the middle of halach yir gimel. Mitzta'er. Umi she'ein daitom yusheves alav, v'nechona alav, potter min ha'tefillin. Look what he says. Sha'meiniach tefillin, asur lo, la'siach datomen. What does he say? He seems to be saying, he takes it literally. You know what's literally? The question that the Rabbeinu Yonah asked that says, oh, how can we put on tefillin? The Rambam expects that of us. The Rambam expects that when you put on tefillin, we'll explain why in a second, but he explains when you're putting on tefillin, you're thinking about the tefillin. It's on you. It's on you all the time. And if you are not in the right mood, then you'd be potter from tefillin. Why is that? Because he says that's the Isser of Hesech Hadas. Asur lo la'siach datomen. You have to be thinking about the tefillin. Now, some of the questions is, how can I be thinking about the tefillin if I'm davening? That's some of the questions that people ask on the Rambam. And now, look what he says. Look at Halacha Yud Daled. It's beautiful. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, Chayov Adam L'mashmesh B'tefillav Kozman Shem Alav. Why? Shelo Yasiach Dato Me'em Afilu Rega Echad. Meaning, what does he say? He takes the word tamid here. It says literally. It's not only by poseach es yadecho maspi alachol charetzom. He's saying you should be touching it every second, literally. Because the reason is to make sure you do not have Hesach Hadas. Not the Hesach Hadas of Rabbeinu Yonah that says you're going to come to what? That you're doing active Kalat Rosh. The Nafkamina, again, is if I'm just neutral. I'm not thinking about the Tefillin. Am I doing something wrong? According to the Rambam, I'm doing something wrong. The Tefillin's on, you should be thinking about Tefillin. We're going to see why he says that in 1 second. As opposed to Rabbeinu Yonah, no. The only problem is neutral is okay. The problem is minus. The problem is when you're actively being negative and thinking about it, and thinking about Kalof Rosh. And that's how the Shagas Aryeh brings it down. Shagas Aryeh brings it down. Fainu Taiman, Source 5, and Siman Lamid Tet. Kevin the Tefillin Asurim Behesach Hadash Shal Kalof Rosh. Hilka Chayov L'mashu Yishbayim Tamid. In order that you don't have Hesach Hadas. Okay? Now, again, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, like we had said, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, if the whole reason was just to come likalut rosh, this is what the Shagas Aryeh said, that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina is, if it's just shema yavali day kalut rosh, then a periodic touch will remind you, and that's okay. Okay? Now, I want to go a step further. If you go one step further, if you turn the page, next page. Now the Shagas Aryeh, we're going to skip it now. The Shagas Aryeh asks a lot of questions on Rabbeinu Yonah, because he says the pshat doesn't seem to be that the reason is because of Kalat Rosh. But I want to go to Source 7. Source 7 is Gemara Brachos. I said what I was going to do is tell you that this is a machlokas, this is a fundamental machlokas between Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah. And we've shown it in the nature of chayiv of what the nature, what is the din of Hesach Hadas, whether it's only active kalut rosh or just not thinking about tefillin. We've already seen one nafkamina of the definition of tamid when it comes to tefillin of chayiv adam lamashmish b'chol shavashah, how often it is. And furthermore, number two, obviously, the second nafkamina we just saw within the Rambam says that if I'm mitzta'er and dai tolomi yushevis alav, according to the Rambam, since I can't be thinking about the tefillin, I'm potter. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, no such thing. That's the second nafkamina. The third way is how to understand this Gemara. So Gemara in the fifth parak of Brachot, in the source in front of you, in Daf Lamed Abed, the Gemara talks Abriyut. It's in the Mishnah that's talking about that you have to daven for COVID Rosh. Here, the Gemara says, how do I know that I have to do it be COVID Rosh? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, from the Pasuk of Ivdu et Hashem b'yirah v'gil'u b'radah, the beginning of Sefer Tehillim, that you have to service God in fear, and you should rejoice while trembling. Now that's a very, it seems to be a paradoxical term. How are you gilu birada? My gilu birada. So amarav ada barmasta amarava bimakom gila. When you are being rejoiceful, sham tehei re'ada. There you should tremble. And with this, the Gemara gives a story. Gives a couple stories. Please God, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, we'll continue on with the story more. Iyun, I just want to do one point of this story and continue. Hopefully, really hope that people will take tefillin that much more seriously after we learn about it. Abayi have a Yosef kamei de Rabba. Abayi was sitting in front of Rabba. Chazir David kabodach tuva. Rabba saw that Abayi was joking around too much. Amar, he said, v'gilu biradaksi. Rabba says, Abayi, gilu birada. How could you be joking around? What does Abayi answer? Amar lei, ana tefillin manchana. Don't worry about it. I'm wearing tefillin. Like, what type of answer is that? You know, I'm wearing tefillin. So what? Ma keshe, who cares? So here again, you have a machlokas between the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam. Oh. Rabbeinu Yonah has a shita here that says, he has a shita, his shita in when you're allowed to be besimcha or not be besimcha in this world. Rabbeinu Yonah here says, if you look at the next source 8 in front of you, he says as follows. He says, normally we have two psukim in a tilim. One says Ivdut Hashem b'yirah, the other one says Ivdut Hashem b'simcha. How do those two coincide? How do they synthesize? How does that work? So he says as follows: V'gilu birada b'makom gilu shamtei rada tama davar kedei shelo yimashich mitocha simcha l'tanuge olam. You cannot have and go from the simcha into the pleasures of the world. V'yishkach inyanei abore and forget about God. Akein tzarich la'arbeiv ze im ze. You have to mix both re'ada, trembling, and gila, kedei shel akavo mumutza, in order to have the golden mean. Upashin de krach kachu she'af api she'etzal basar v'adam, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that even though by flesh, by man, yira v'simcha hein davar v'hovcho, they are polar opposites. She'b'shah she'adam mefached mizulato, who omein nir tavidoeig, that when a person is afraid of somebody, what happens? You're afraid and you stand back and you're worried. You recoil. When it comes to God, when you think about God's greatness and you're quote-unquote afraid, it's the awesomeness of God, Yirat HaRomimut, and as a result of that, you'll be happy. You'll be happy through that Yirah, that now you'll do mitzvot b'simcha, because you'll know that God will reward you. And on this type of simcha, he says, Ivdut Hashem b'Yirah, Ivdut Hashem b'simcha, Ratzalomar, Ta'avdut Hashem b'Yirah, Uvoto HaYirah, with that Yirah, Tismichu v'tagiluba. Now this comes as the backdrop, because Rabbeinu Yonah Shita says, because of the Churban Beit HaMikdash, you are not allowed to be just purely Simcha. That's Rabbeinu Yonah Shita. Because other Simcha is Asur, because of the Churban Beit HaMikdash. But Simcha Zu is Muteretu Michuyevet. The Simcha Shel Mitzvah, as we know, the Churban Beit HaMikdash happened. Comes Rabbeinu Yonah within this philosophical backdrop to say, how could it possibly be that Abaye is joking around? Don't we know Asur, what do we say? We say about Tzchok Pinim? Ozi Malei Tzchok Pinim. Right? It's only at the time of the Beit HaMikdash you can have Tzchok. But now once the Churban Abaye happened, it's Asur La'adam Shimalei Tzchok Piv Ba'olam Hazeh. So that's what he's bothered. So that's where Rabbeinu Yonah has to learn this Gemara as follows. Look at the next part of it. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Eich Efshar Abaye Haya Sameach Lelo Dvar Mitzvah Kevan She'asimcha She'im Ba Mitzvah Asura. But rather he says, what's his answer? Perush tefillin manchana. What does it mean, tefillin manchana? Ratzalomer, in the underlined part, simchas mitzvah ani sameach. Because he says, I was sick. Ki chola hayiti b'meyai v'lo yacholti laniach hatfilin. He says, I was sick and I couldn't put on tefillin. Ze kayam kama yamim mibnei chshash hanikiyut, because I couldn't control myself. V'achshav shenitrapeiti ani sameach b'kiyum ha-mitzvah hazu mitoch hefziba. Meaning Rabbeinu Yonah learns this Gemara and says that Abaye says that the simcha, what does this mean? He sees Abaye being so frivolous. He says, how can you do this? He says, what is the answer? He answers that ana tefillin banchana, I'm so happy. Why am I happy? Because I'm wearing tefillin, and therefore I'm able to do what? Have the simchas ha-mitzvah. How does the Rambam learn this Gemara? The Rambam learns this Gemara l'shitasa. The Rambam says that what? Look at the next source in front of you. The Rambam in the same Perek Dal and Halacha Hey, says that what happens, and this comes back, the Rambam l'shitato, how the Rambam understands how when you're wearing tefillin, how it's supposed to be. The Rambam says, kdushat tefillin, Halacha Chaf Hey, Kedushat Tefillin is Kedushatan Gidolahi. It's so great. Shekozman Shat Tefillin Berosho Shel Adam Ve'al Zro'o Hu Anav. He's humble. V'yarei Shamayim Ve'eino Nimshach Bischok U V'sicha B'teila Ve'eino Meharer Machshavot Ra'ot. What happens? He doesn't get in laughter and frivolity and in frivolous behavior. Doesn't have bad thoughts, but he thinks about emes and tzedek. The fikach tzarich adam lishtadel liyuton alav kol yom, as much as possible to have in your day. Shemitzvas al kachi, meaning the Rambam understands. How does the Rambam understand what Abaye was saying back? I'll take your question in a second. What is Abaye saying? Abaye saying, don't worry. It may appear that I'm frivolous, but I have tefillin on. And by definition, when you have tefillin on, it's a metamorphosis. The Rambam understands that every single second you have tefillin on, you're thinking about it. Why? And that you're a different person at that point. There's a certain chalosh, a certain status change. By you putting on tefillin, you're already an anav, and you're a yari shamayim. And Abayu was saying, Rabbi, it looks like I'm joking around and being not so serious, but I'm really serious. I understand my surroundings. And the tefillin is the siman that really that I'm serious about. Yeah, question.
I would think that what the Rambam said is the opposite. That
yeah.
That all of those things that you listed as the requirement of a prereq for tefillin rather than a result of.
But he doesn't say that though.
I know, but that was.
That's exactly. Right. So then nobody would ever wear tefillin. I mean, what he's saying is that there's something when you think about tefillin, and you understand what's in the tefillin. This is what we're going to continue talking about. There's something there. Now again, this is a little far from where we have thought, but you can get there. If you understand what tefillin is, you put on tefillin and you're a different world. Right? It's the classic Hasidic Vort that says you take your three steps back in order to walk out of your own Dalet Amos, your own world, and you go inside of God's world when you come and stand in front of Omei Lifnei Hashem. The Rambam held that tefillin is something that changes you, that you have that Yirat Shamayim, that you have that Anav. Now again, as I said, this is the Rambam versus the Rabbeinu Yonah L'shitatam. Turn to the next page, please. The third Gemara. Third Gemara is a Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos. And Daf Yudalet Omud Bet. The Gemara says as follows. You might have heard this Gemara before also. Amar Ula. Gemara says, Kol HaKori Kriyat Shema B'lo Tefillin. Ki'ilu made eder sheker ba'atzma. Anybody who reads Shema without tefillin, it's as if, literally, it's as if you have given false testimony about yourself. Now, it's a machlokas, whether that's a euphemism, atzmo, about God, or it's really about yourself. Why is it made a sheker? Because what do we say in Shema? We say, ukshartam lo tayadecha v'ayula tatafot beninecha. Now, you're saying Shema, and the tefillin's not on your hand. So you're lying. Now, the Gemara then says, Amar Abchia bar Abba Rav Yochanan, when you read Kriyat Shema without tefillin, it's Ki'ilu hikriv ola below mincha, and zevach below nisachim. It's as if you brought an ola without a mincha, and korban without its wine ledish. The question is, what is the machlokas here between Ula and Rav Yochanan? And what's that? What's it coming to teach me both on a halachic and a hashkafic level? On the halachic level, how do we understand this din? There are two ways in Lumdus to understand. What are the two factors here? When you say Kriyat Shema without tefillin, what do you have? You have Kriyat Shema and you have tefillin. So when I'm saying Kriyat Shema without tefillin, what is the chisaron? Is the problem in my mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? Or is the problem the mitzvah of tefillin? Lefi Aniyus Daiti, this is, again, the Rambam versus the Rabbeinu Yonah L'shitatam. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, in front of you in source 14, Rabbeinu Yonah brings down this Gemara and says, what is the machlokas? The only machlokas between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan is a technical machlokas. But the focus, according to Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, is that the problem is not about tefillin, it's about the issue of Kriyat Shema. Okay? So the first opinion of Ula, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, says what? I've been yotzei my mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Right? He says as follows. I'm being made eder sheker latzmo, shema sheomer eino omet. I mean, I'm not saying the truth. The afal pi says Rabbeinu Yonah, she osa ha mitzvah, Shiyotzi the Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Yonah says this is Kriyat Shema focused. Afilu hachi avar avera mitzad acher. But I, why? I did an avera. Why did I do avera? Because I lied. Shemayinei the sheker al atzmom. Comes Rabbi Yochanan and it says no. There's actually a lacuna. There's a chisaron in your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Shafilu a mitzvah atzma inu naaseit shleima. Kevan shelo kibal alav o machut shamayim. Because I didn't do, there's something actually, tefillin is what? It's part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Tomach Shamayim. By not saying Shema with my tefillin, there's a chisaron in my Kriyat Shema. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, it's like bringing the Ola without the Mincha, the Zevach without the Nesachim. It's something that you're doing your mitzvah in not in a complete way. You brought the Ola, but you didn't bring the whole marching band with it. Right, you didn't bring all the nice wine. Right, you had a nice meal, but your nice steak meal. But where's the red wine? Right, you needed some good stuff. So the meal itself was lacking. It's not that I had a good meal. You needed to, like, your palate needed the good wine. So I didn't have the tefillin on. So by not having the tefillin on, there's a problem in my own kabbalah machus shamayim. What's the Rambam? I think the Rambam, what I think is saying, is not just conjecture. I think it's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam. And again, Perek Dalet, the halacha right after we just said halacha Chaf Hei just talked about how great the Kedushat feeling is. How do you know what the Rambam Shita is always? You always have to look at the address, location, location, location. It's not only in real estate, it's in the Rambam real estate. And so too over here, the Rambam in Perek Dalet, halacha Chavav says, right after talking about how great the Kedushat feeling is, and that you're an Anav, and you have to be able to be a Yari Shamayim. Right after that, the next halacha, he says, Afa pi, she mitzvatan lelavshan kol yom b'shat tefillah yoter min hakol. Even though you have a mitzvah to wear tefillin all day, but what? B'shat tefillah is yoter min hakol. Amru chachamim, kol akore kriyat shema below tefillin. If I read kriyat shema without tefillin, ki ilu meir eder sheker ba'atzma. Meaning, the Rambam is saying that what? The Rambam is saying that not saying that you say Shema without tefillin, what are you doing? There's a chisaron in your mitzvah of tefillin. It's a problem of the mitzvah of tefillin. Just to end off for today, and we'll start this, we'll move ahead with this sugya, two other parts of the sugya tomorrow, maybe the next day also at 9 o'clock. Please God, tomorrow morning I'll be davening here. Therefore, beat all the traffic, and I'll make sure to be here on time. I'll tell you both. It's both a hashkafik and a lach point. So just a quick sikum. What we've seen is we've seen a fundamental machlokas between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam into really what tefillin's about. According to Rambam, tefillin is you put on this tefillin. It's something that is supposed to totally take a part of you, and that you're totally different. And as a result, because of the great Kedusha, and that great Kedusha comes and it expresses itself that you need to be touching it all the time, according to the Rambam, that you do not have Hesach Hadas, not because of Kalat Rosh, because of just Hesach Hadas. That's how he learned the word Tamid. That's where he said the Din of Mitzayir, where you're not Niyushevet Alav. That's how he understood Abaye Kamanach Tfilin. It's Badach Tuva. It's because it's not. That's how he was able, according to the Rambam, to be totally anav, and it wasn't just stamp frivolous behavior. As opposed to Rabbeinu Yonah, didn't see tefillin that way. He sees that as an important mitzvah, and you have to have a gzeira. Make sure I have to have kalut rosh. And Abaye, when he said anav Abaye, when he says kamenach tefillin, he's just saying I was just happy to have the mitzvah. I haven't done it in a while. Rabbeinu Yonah. And that's how we understand the Gemara of Kol HaKorei Kriyat Shema below Tefillin, Kilu Meir Sheker Ba'atzma also, that according to Rambam, again, part of the mitzvah of Tefillin, how do you get, memory of the guys, how do you get to that point? Again, of Anivas, part of it is you're wearing Tefillin, you're saying Shema. I think it builds up also, you had said maybe you think it's all before this, I think it's part of the Pesukah Dezimra, it's all part of that also. I don't think it's like that also. There is preparation, that's what I'll get to right now. Preparation is, we know that in your art scroll sitter, for those people that read it, maybe by your bar mitzvah, you read it when you got there early, It says Hineni Mechavin Manachas Tefillin, to be able to be mishabed all my senses. The idea of, and we'll see this both in Rav Kook and the Meiri. The Meiri, one of the Rishonim, lived in 1249, one of the later Rishonim. But he said that the reason, you ever notice that the tefillin, if you went to the tefillin factory for your bar mitzvah, there was, we know that there are four parshiot, that's, two of them are brought down in our parsha, that's why I decided to do a little thing on tefillin this morning. What is, how is it split up? Have you know how it's split up? That on in the shell yad, what do you have? Right? It's one long piece. But in your shell rosh, what do you got? Four different slats. Okay? Four parsha being Shema, Vayim Shemoa, Kadosh Li Komachor, and Vayakiv Yacha. Why is it like that? Ask the Meiri. Why is it like that? Why is it one? It's one long piece. For instance, here it's four different slats. It's got its own Waldorf Astoria over here. Each one's got its own location. What's the vart? Meiri says, since the whole purpose of tefillin is to make sure that we are mishabed all of our senses to God. That's what we say in that introductory prayer. So it works out very nicely. How many senses do we have? Five. Where are four of our senses? Up here, smelling, hearing, seeing, and tasting. Right here is just touching. So those four. So symbolically, says the Meiri, the whole purpose of tefillin that way is to what? Is to make sure that we're subservient that way, all of our senses to God. And that's what Rav Kook says, that's the pshat of ki'ilu ikriv ola below mincha, zebach below nisachim. Because what happens? Says Rav Kook in the last source in front of you. Rav Kook says that the mincha and the nesachim be korbanot heim misugat somech. The flour and the wine libations by korbanot. We know that there are different types of levels of existence, right? There's domim, there's chai, there's somech, there's midaber. So this is somech. Okay, it's vegetation type of idea. Versus the korbanot of Balei Chaim is misuga chai, which is a higher level. Shegavoa mimenu. Va'mizbeach atzmo shalav makrivim mizbeach adama. That's the lowest level. It's domain. It's silent. Lehorot. What's this? What is the symbolism here? Says Rav Kook. Shanu chayavim la'avod et Hashem. It's the same vort I just said from the Meiri, just explaining the Gemara. Shanu chayavim la'avod et Hashem. We have to service God in all of our natural kochot that God gives us from His benevolence. If, Natan, very important, people think, how do you service God? Only when you're saying the very important kiddusha, when you have the karbach davri, then I am a servant of God. Comes Rav Kook and says, tefillin is not that way. Tefillin is coming to teach us the message that it's not only by the Ola that you have to be, where you're totally in the service of God, in the higher thoughts, but it's in all parts of wherever you are, you have to be an Eved Hashem. Vim na'avdeyu, rak b'kochot al-yonim v'lo b'kochot ha-shvelim, in what we would call the mundane, lo nagia mala ha-shleimut. Ukinegdam, this is so true, not only in the Karbonos Gam Be'adam, B'Nafsho, Yechnam, within our buildup, we have Kochot Givoim, Koach HaSeichel, our intellect, how we speak. And then we also have the Koach Ma'asev, how we work and what we do. When I am Korei Kriyat Shema, and I'm Mishtamish B'Yisod Kabbalat Ovad Hashem, only in my Kochot of Divarim, Koach HaGvoah, but I don't use my hands for my physical labor. I'm saying that my kochot ma'asim are not mishuabad, subservient to God. And that is the problem of like being makriv ola without a mincha, and zevach without the nesachim. This is what Rav Heller, one of the first things, I think I'm going to adopt what Rav Heller does. I started learning with my first grader. I don't mean to insult, but that's what I learned with my first grader yesterday. The Nefesh Shimshon on Tefillah, that Rav Pinchas Zatzal said that this is what we say. Oh, what is our first word we say in the morning? We say the word Modeh. Why? because we're all about ourselves. When we wake up, I'm tired, it's me, what do I have to, me. The first thing we say in the morning is that we say Modet. I realize that everything belongs to Hashem. But everything I'm going to do, whether it's I'm going to be davening, whether I'm going to go to work, I'm going to build a hotel, I'm going to be an actuary, whatever I'm going to be doing, it's all belong to God. But then I have to say the word Ani, because it's not just all way up there, Shmi me, but it's everything I, and the complete I, have to what? Be lefanecha, being in front of Hashem, melech chai v'kayam. So hopefully with this part one of Tefillin, we now will approach Tefillin with a minimum like Rabbeinu Yonah and make sure that we're not being frivolous with our Tefillin on. But hopefully looking to Bezrat Hashem, strengthen our relationship with the mitzvah of Tefillin, with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that both in our physical and spiritual we're working on it. Please God, we'll continue with this tomorrow.